You know, it's difficult when you're not feeling good, but with the run that we've been on, I did expect, you know, one or two with the intensity that they've been training at and playing at. It's been tough, as you can imagine. Portsmouth, Plymouth, and then going to Dagenham away with the pressure that was on that game. It takes a lot out of you mentally, but these boys have been indestructible so far, and every challenge that it's been thrown at them, they've hit it head on, and it's proud when you stand there and watch it as a manager.
Is it important they appreciate the job's not done yet, even though you are out of the drop zone? There is still work to do between now and the end of the
Yeah,
campaign.
they know that. They've been in every day. They were in on Sunday. They've been in today, so they know it's not done. They look at the league table every day. It's something that's important that they get used to dealing with that and seeing that. When I first took over as manager, I used it, sense it, see it, feel it, in my first game, and I wanted the supporters to sense it, see it, feel it. And I think when you use those words, I think the supporters and the players know what that feels like now. They've sensed it, they've seen it, and now they know what it feels like. So we want to keep that momentum going, and no better way going into a home game against another good team.
Yeah, Accrington are fourth. Are you surprised that they're doing so well this season?
No, not really. They got a group of humble, honest people behind the scenes. The manager, his assistant, they all work their nuts off for a minimum amount of money compared to, you know, the other squads. And you know, it's surprising when you get those sort of attributes in a football club. Surprising what you can achieve when you got people driving it. So now it's what I expect. I mean, obviously we played against them in the FA Cup game and a build up to Man United. So I knew how difficult of a place to go, and I knew what he had achieved as manager. So now, you know, they've done a good job there.
Very much so. In terms of, I think, was it Alex and Francois and Liam, ill? How are they ahead of tomorrow's game?
Yeah, obviously, as you can imagine, it's not easy, but they want to play for the football club. And whenever you're winning, it's surprising how many players want to play for the badge. When you're losing, I think it's difficult to say that. But at the moment, with us and the momentum we got going, everyone wants to be involved.
So I guess it's just making sure they're not drained, isn't it? It's one thing saying I'm okay, but you need to make sure that they can last 90 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, as I said to you before, I focused on the positives, and I've come in today. The lads are in good spirits. They've done a recovery session yesterday. We talk about all the good things that we've been doing. So, yeah, it's all good. You know, it's hard to pick a fault at the moment.
Brandon got his goal on Saturday, hopefully the first of many in a Yeovil shirt.
Yeah, it's what he's come to the club to do. So, you know, all these lads have been given chances. I mean, look at Tavon. It's not like, you know, this squad's sort of flooded with a wealth of experience, and it's important these young players they learn, and they learn quickly. And so far, you know, I think the experienced players have looked at them and thought what a great job they've done. Certainly, when you look at, you know, Harry, Liam, Tavon, and Connor Roberts, what they're achieving at the moment is a miracle.
Yeah, any prospect of loan players coming in, or are you, I suppose you can only pick three subs, so it's not a complete disaster, is it?
I think you have to be careful. You have to be very careful because of players have gone up against Portsmouth, Plymouth, been the better teams, and then gone away to Dagenham away and won. And yet everyone's still saying to me, are you bringing in more loans? I think when that question's asked, you're obviously asking me whether you think those players are good enough. So I'm giving you the answers as to say we've played against three good teams, all games under pressure, all games where the media have said you must win, all games since I've been manager have been must win, and things haven't changed. So we keep marching on with the group that we got, and there's a lot of loyalty within this group at the moment, and I respect that.
Very much, I agree. It's quality over quantity. I just asked the question because you couldn't fill your bench on Saturday.
Yeah, well, again, as you can imagine, the day before the game, and players wake up ill. You know, I don't care whether you're Mourinho, to try and replace that on a day, it's very difficult, as you can imagine. But it was an unfortunate reason, but nothing that fazed me, nothing that fazed the players, and I certainly weren't looking for excuses.
No, and just a final point then. It's you bracket Accrington with the Portsmouths and Plymouths looking at the league table. So, hell of a challenge, but I know it's one you'll look forward to on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we've looked forward to all of them, and the players have got to take credit for that. And as I said the other day, the players have been heroes. and they haven't let me down so far, and I want to keep that momentum going.